Welcome back to Just Women with me, Jackie Mitchell and Samantha Carr. I'd now like to introduce to the studio Lydia Rumley from the brand Storyteller. Hello there, Lydia, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jackie and Samantha. Thank you for having me.
I just love the name of your company, the brand Storyteller. I think that's really lovely. But before we get on to all of that, it'd be really interesting to find out a bit about your background, because I understand that you really like books as a child. When you were studying, you'd have a book. When you were trying to learn the piano, you'd have a book by your side.
Yes, I have absolutely loved books since I was a tiny child. And I think I got to a stage when I was in infant school where they ran out of books for me. I read so many.
Oh, wow. That's very
that
impressive.
Was really my passion. And my parents really wanted, like a lot of parents, wanted me to have loads of interests, wanted me to play the piano, which I loathed, quite honestly. And so I used to sit in my practice room tinkling away until I heard them pass down the corridor, and then I'd just grab my book and sit there and read. So I think they probably might have despaired at the time, but I suppose it's paid off a bit now, given that I work with stories every single day.
Okay, and then then you decided to go into PR and communications. So how did you get into that? What made you decide to go into that?
Yeah, I think I always knew that I wanted to be in some sort of communicative role, I suppose. I was always quite good with words. I was always quite a good writer. And I started life probably thinking I might be a journalist because that was the obvious sort of route of writing. But having tried it and done things like this, actually, when I was much younger and working on local radio, realised that it probably wasn't exactly the right fit for me. And whilst I was studying for a communications degree, I took a work experience placement in PR. And that just at the time just hit the spot for me. Felt like the right mix of words, writing, events, all sorts of things going on. And I did that for nearly 20 years. I worked in the video games industry for pretty much all of that time, which was amazing. It was a fascinating place to be. It was fast moving. It was exciting. It was in its infancy and growth. So yeah, there was lots going on. But there came a point sort of nearly 11 years ago now when I had a young family and it felt like it was the right time to step out of the corporate world and do something under my own steam.
So what happened next then? You decided, right, I'm going to start up on my own. And did you know what sort of business you were going to offer at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I did what I suppose was the natural thing to do. I stepped out and set up as a PR consultant. That was what I knew how to do really well. And it was in the process of doing that and working with a range of clients that I realized that actually so many businesses didn't know what their origin story was. They could tell you a lot about what they did or what they might be trying to sell or who they wanted to reach, but they couldn't necessarily package it in a way that was compelling. And having spent 20 odd years at that point, having to package stories to sell them into the press, to make them interesting, to make them newsworthy, I found that more and more of my time was being spent behind the scenes with clients. So not really even moving quite so far as the press work, but actually just trying to work with them to get that story together in a way that made it easy for them to talk about what they did. And I realized that I just loved doing that bit. So over time, I suppose I phased out the press relations side of what I used to do and focused entirely on the storytelling part, which is what I do now.
Right. And also, I see on your website, you describe what you do as crafting human-centered stories. So how do you manage to do that?
So I work with a range of businesses across different industries. It really doesn't matter to me what a business does. The way that I approach what I do is the same for everyone. But I love to work with companies that have the original founder in them, the person who imagined the business, who came up with the idea. And that's where the human story begins, because no matter what you do, if your product may not be different, I'm not the only brand strategist out there. You're not the only presenters out there. You know, it's very unlikely for any of us to be the only people doing what we do. But we are the only people that have had that particular journey to what we do and those particular experiences. And it's when you delve into those that you find really magical little nuggets that make people interesting and unique. But it's not very easy for us to find our own magic because we've been immersed in it forever. And we've had such a huge amount of experiences that sifting and sorting them is hard. So it really takes somebody on the outside to be able to listen and learn a bit about what you do in order to say, well, hang on, I can see a thread there. I can see something that has inspired perhaps where you've ended up, or has made you the person that you are, or, you know, it, perhaps you've faced a difficult journey here. It could be anything. There's no set way to write a brand story, but my skill is in the listening, the prodding and the poking, as I call it. It's simply about asking the right questions. And any one of us, me included, could find it challenging to thread that story together for ourselves. I saw a great quote the other day, and it really summed this up, and it said, you can't read the label from inside the jar. And I think that really does say that you're just too immersed in your own reality to be able to step back and create something in a way that people outside your world are going to care about it.
Absolutely. And do you think it's possible that women are more susceptible or react more to storytelling? Or am I being very biased there?
I don't think it's that women react more. I think we all react to storytelling now because we live in a world that is bombarding us with information. Every minute of every day, we carry the biggest information source in our hands all day long with our phones. And it's, I think we're all looking for something that's going to make us feel connected. And it's the stories that make us feel connected. It's the way that we can relate ourselves to other people. It's the way that we can find people that share our outlook, our values. And that's why the whole concept of brand building has become really quite a revolution in the last maybe 10 years or so, because there is a need to stand out. You know, if we look back, you know, 30 years ago, say, we might have been looking for a product or a company and there would have been a few. Now there are thousands upon thousands of companies out there.
And so many platforms.
So many platforms.
How do you stand out when there are so many platforms?
Exactly. Technology's made it possible for so many businesses to exist, which is amazing. It's a great opportunity. But you do have to do something to stand out, to rise above the rest of the noise. But most importantly, it's not just about creating more noise. It's actually about finding the right people, the people that you want to connect with, the people who are going to care about who you are and what you do.
Definitely. So it's telling the story so that the people who want to buy your product find you, I imagine.
Yes. So the people can find you. They can quickly understand what you do. That's really important. It's a lot to do. Your brand story is a lot to do with clarity. So being able to talk about what you do clearly, confidently and consistently, that's really important, because if you're not consistent, people aren't quite sure what they're getting. And that has a tendency to break their trust a little bit if they've been perhaps following you online or looking at your website. I mean, there's lots of different ways people will find you. But it's really about being able to create that resonance, I suppose, so that people feel like they are in the right place when they land in front of you.
Yeah, and they don't scroll on, or they just give you a few seconds.
Yes. It's about making them stop.
Yeah,
nobody wants to Google forever. None of us want to Google any longer than we have to. It's great that you've got this endless resource online, but at the same time, it's time consuming.
Yeah.
And what we really all want in any type of product or service that we want to buy is we want to find the perfect match.
Definitely. I was very struck by the testimonials section on your very, very beautiful and stylish website.
Thank you.
And I was struck by the variety of clients that you have. But they spoke really quite emotionally about their experience with you.
It's really moving.
It's
a really cathartic experience, because it's quite an intimate thing to create somebody's brand for the business that they've built. That's your baby. That's the thing that you've imagined. It's the thing you've nurtured, you've grown. And so it's important to be mindful of that. It's important to be quite respectful of what people have created. But actually, really all my clients, I think, I've been very lucky with some amazing clients. And I think they've all really found the process very enjoyable. I have one lovely client who calls me his counsellor. I always point out I'm a consultant, not a counsellor, but he said it just feels good when you get to talk about this stuff with someone who can understand it. And I suppose that's the real privilege for me in my journey, is I get to learn so much about these businesses. And yes, they are varied, and what could be better than learning about different industries every day? So I'm very privileged to hear their stories, to understand them, and to be trusted with really quite deeply personal information to take that and hopefully turn it into something that they feel really positive about.
But that was definitely the impression I got from reading all of it.
Thank you. I think sometimes they do talk about tough love. You do sometimes have to be... also the devil's advocate, I think, to ask the difficult questions sometimes. But I always say to my clients, I would rather that we stress test the ideas in private before we put them out there into the world, so that they know with complete confidence that when they're ready to release what they're going to talk about, that it's going to hit the spot with people.
And does it ever change in time?
Yes, your brand story will inevitably change, even if nothing about your business changed. It's likely that the landscape around you will change, the market will change, trends will change, people will change. Yeah. So yes, we do have to think about how those stories can evolve over time. But I think if you get the foundations right in the first place, then you're really looking at tweaking more than sort of completely starting all over again.
And how do you find your clients?
My clients find me. It's largely word of mouth, and I suppose a network of connections that's been built over 30 years working in different industries. But yeah, you know, like a lot of other businesses, I have to stay active. I have to be out there and talking about what I do. And just as my clients want to make what they do clear to other people, so do I. And I think you mentioned the name, but I really had to come up with a name that was it does what it says on the tin.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. Really, really interesting. Would you like to give us your website details so people can get more information?
Yes, you can find me at thebrandstoryteller.co.uk and also on Instagram, which is thebrandstorytellerUK.
Thank you very much, Lydia.
Thank you.
Thank you.